The Bronx had a particularly rough week. Looters descended on Fordham Road and Burnside Avenue, smashing into many stores. And last night in the Mott Haven section, clashes between police and protesters led to 150 arrests and accusations of excessive use of force by police. But there were bright spots, such as when residents came out after the rough nights to clean up in their neighborhoods. Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz joins us now. Let me ask you first about last night. We heard the police commissioner say it was because of outside agitators that some force was used on the crowds who were demonstrating in the Bronx. And he said that police responded effectively because of outside people who were looking to cause violence. What do you have to say about that?
Well, look, it's been a tumultuous week here in the Bronx, and I'm happy that the last several nights have not been anything near what we saw on Fordham Road and Burnside early in the week, where stores were looted. And so I'm happy about that. What I'm not happy about is some of the images and videos that I saw last night. I did speak to the Bronx police chief, and the fact that people are protesting, whether they're outside agitators, what my concern is that this is their civil and constitutional right to protest, to assemble, to voice their pain, to voice their hope and aspirations for change in this society. And whenever that happens, barring any physical bodily harm done to any citizen, barring any bodily harm or attacks to police officers or any destruction of property, I say let them march, let them protest. They're doing it in the spirit of wanting justice and wanting equality and wanting to eradicate systemic racism.
What does it feel like to be a Bronx resident after this week?
It's been quite exhausting emotionally. Everything from, you know, having to still go out there. And I mean, I was just there today on 180th Street over by West Farms, feeding over 600 families, long lines around the block. So dealing with the last 3 months of the pandemic, dealing with food insecurity and hunger, dealing with the fact that we were not prepared to deal with COVID, and the fact that so many people in my community have pre-existing conditions, and those that didn't were now considered essential workers, and they also contracted COVID, and then now dealing with this unrest, and you know, and even seeing how the kids came out the day after there was looting on Fordham Road and Burnside. So it's been an emotional roller coaster. It's been frustrating, and I'm optimistic, however, that the day will come where we will go back to peace, so long as every level of government understands that the status quo cannot remain. So long as policing is done differently, so long as we get the resources to all communities, you know, this is going to continue to happen. So this is the reason why I believe in the protest. I've been happy. I mean, I've been proud of young people voicing their opinions, the diversity of the crowds when they're doing, you know, the peaceful protest in the name of George Floyd. And then, so that's been a high, but then there's been a really, you know, deep valley of emotions whenever I see that businesses were looted.
Well, since the protests have started here in the city over the death of George Floyd, that's what many are saying, that changes should come out of all this emotion, all this protest and uprising. If you could tell protesters what demands they could specifically advocate for or what they could take to the streets for, what would you tell them to say?
I would never even pretend to know exactly what all of the demands and all of the concerns are from the multitude of people who are out there protesting. Different people are protesting for different things. This is not just about George Floyd. Some people are marching because the school system isn't getting resources. Some people are marching because their communities aren't getting the health care that they deserve and merit. Some people are marching because the youth haven't been able to get the opportunities to excel in life. Some people are marching because they lost their jobs over the last 3 months. Some people are marching because they themselves have been victimized by corporate America or police officers or or financial institutions who won't give them the loans so that they can start businesses or buy property. So there's all of these things. What I would say is continue to march, continue to press, continue to voice your concerns, but do so in the spirit of Henry David Thoreau and his essay on civil disobedience. Continue to do so in the spirit of Mahatma Gandhi. Continue to do so in the spirit of Martin Luther King Jr. And I'm optimistic again that the day will come where now we're finally going to see change, not just as it relates to the way policing is done in certain communities, particularly against Black and Latino men, but and women, by the way, but also in the other areas of society where we've seen systemic racism and inequity.
What would you say are the one or two issues you would most like focused on going forward from this moment that we're experiencing?
One or two issues, I would say reform the way policing is done. Give us the resources in education, you know, fix public housing. Give us the opportunity so that, you know, the financial world, the corporate world allows for Black and brown communities and poor communities to be able to participate in the economy in a way that's equitable.
That's Bronx Borough President Ruben Diaz Jr. joining us. Thank you so much for your perspective.
Thank you.